But he had been, and he could tell you exactly every mirror. He could tell you what was in between the things. He was such an observant person, evidently, you know, while he was traveling, that it was just most interesting. So you, as I tell them, there isn't a day that goes by that we don't learn something new.
Right, and that's what makes a library so interesting to work in.
That's right.
What about when a person has a cold or something and it affects his voice, it makes him sound funny, he'll say he's what?
Hoarse.
Okay. Or if it does that, he has a what?
Cough.
Okay. When a person just can't hold his eyes open in a boring speech or something, you say, oh, I got soul.
Sleepy.
Okay. A person who can't hear at all is what?
Deaf.
Okay. And if a person worked out in the sun all day long and got real hot, he would what a lot?
He would sweat.
Okay. What about a place that comes up on an arm or a leg or something, kind of, it's real sore, it comes
blister.
To a head? No, it comes to a head and has to be
boiled.
Okay. When it when it's lanced, what comes out of it?
The core.
Okay, and also the?
Pus.
Okay. If you sprain a wrist or something, or break a wrist or something, it gets all what?
Swollen.
Okay. You said blister a moment ago. When you pierce a blister, what comes out of it?
Water.
Okay. And have you ever heard the term proud flesh, talking about an infection or something?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is, just an infection?
It's just an infection, but it's the way that the infection really eats the flesh, I think. You know, I mean, you have to get rid of that stuff before you can cure the thing up.
Okay. What about a medicine that used to people would put on there, a cut or something that burned very badly?
Iodine.
Okay. And what is it that people used to take to keep from getting yellow fever? Pills or something very bitter? Did you ever hear it term quinine?
Quinine.
Okay.
I was trying to think what I was trying to say. I couldn't. My mind goes blank every once in a while.
Well, something like that. I mean, I don't guess that people take quinine anymore. Oh, somebody
yes, they do,
they do
too.
Take quinine for what nowadays?
They give you quinine for several things. And they, in particularly, if you're going to travel or if they think you're going to get a fever of any kind, just about, they'll give you doses of quinine.
What about a thing that a person is buried in? Is it a coffin or a casket, you call it?
Well, I say casket, but a lot of people, I mean, will say a coffin.
Okay. When the people wear black armbands, that sort of thing, they're said to be in
mourning.
Okay. What about a disease that people get that makes their skin turn yellow?
Malaria.
Okay, or you ever hear yellow jaundice?
Yellow jaundice.
Okay.
Yes, my child has had that.
Really? That's a fairly serious disease, isn't it?
Yes, it's very serious. You know, they say that if you, in fact, we didn't know that he had that. And then it turned out that he had not gotten, his skin had not turned too yellow, but he had all the symptoms of having it. And the doctor began to treat him for it, and he got better, of course. And so now, he had an occurrence of it, though, when he was in the Marines. And they put him back in Bethesda Naval Hospital. And of course, you know, he can't ever give blood. They won't accept any blood from